Last week, Halifax saw the resignations of their town administrator as well as two members of the Board of Selectmen. And joining us now to discuss this issue further is the board's remaining member, Jonathan Seelig. Selectman, good morning, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, no problem, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So we heard the remarks from Chair Ashley DeSessa and Selectman Alex Mead. Do you have any more insight as to what caused them to take these steps?
I do not, unfortunately. As many of us aware in the public eye, there can be criticisms and stuff. So I think just getting their feedback and just kind of dealing with, let's say, the social media aspect of things. But unfortunately, no, I have no insights as to why the two of them left. It did catch me by surprise. But the good news is we're going to press on and move forward, and Halifax will continue to be the great place that it is.
Now, we repeatedly heard them say that they felt threatened. Is there any action that can be taken in regards to this concern, and have you also felt this way?
So I have not felt threatened, and I know they reference being threatened in their statements, but I personally have not been threatened, and you'd have to talk to those two about the issues that they have. But as far as I'm concerned and as far as my experience has been, Halifax has been a great place to be a selectman. So you'll have to ask them as far as what their feelings are.
Now, can the board function with only one member?
It can. So what we've been doing, we've been on the line with our legal counsel, making sure we go through our proper channels and proper steps to make sure that things will function as close to normally as possible. But yes, we will be able to pay our bills. We will be able to get our payroll out there, and things will be able to continue here in Halifax. We'll be able to provide the services that people here in town expect. Our police and fire will be great. Our school will be great. It will continue to be the heart of Plymouth County.
Now, was there a meeting scheduled for tonight?
There is a meeting scheduled tonight, Dan, and obviously where it's just myself. It's not necessarily your typical selectman meeting, but we are working with coming up with a date on a special election to fill those two vacant seats, and more information will come out tonight. We've been working with our council and our state election officials to come up with the best solution going forward.
So there's not a specific date yet?
Not a specific date set in stone. Again, we have a couple of possibilities, but we just want to make sure that, as I said, we're going through it the right way and the proper way and the way that makes the most sense.
Now, just what about the Office of Town Administrator? How are those duties being handled?
So I am not allowed to appoint somebody. You know, it's just one selectman, and we need to function as a board. So what we'll do is we have someone in our town hall here that has graciously decided to take on some of those duties on a volunteer basis. The day does go on and the show must go on. So as things come in, they will be handling those situations again on a volunteer basis. And I'm so proud of how Town Hall has reacted to this. I can't tell you how many people have reached out to me to say, what can I do to help? If there's anything we can do, it's really been encouraging to see.
All righty. Well, tonight's meeting is scheduled for 6 o'clock at Halifax Town Hall. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.